We all know that fears and misperceptions linger on both sides of the Pacific. I will be very open about that. Some in our country see China's progress as a threat to the United States. Some in China worry that America seeks to constrain China's growth. We reject both those views. We both have much more to gain from cooperation than from conflict. The fact is that a thriving America is good for China, and a thriving China is good for America. But to work together, we need to be able to understand each other's intentions and interests, and we must demystify long-term plans and aspirations. That is why, for example, Secretary of Defense Robert Gates and I have spoken often about the importance of developing more sustained and substantive military-to-military engagement that increases transparency and familiarity. So I'm very pleased that for the first time, senior military officials from both sides will participate in this dialogue. They will join civilian counterparts to discuss how we can reduce the dangerous risks of misunderstanding and miscalculation. In particular, I would like to thank Deputy Chief of the PLA, General Ma, for being here with us for these important discussions. We are also working to build greater understanding and trust between our citizens and to foster stronger ties between our students, our businesses, and our communities, expanding on the consultations that were held here in Washington last month.